I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The latest research suggests that regular exercise may help breast cancer patients better manage certain treatment-related symptoms. Dr. Jennifer Harper is here to talk about the benefits of physical exercise for breast cancer patients and survivors. Dr. Harper is a professor of radiation oncology at Hollings Cancer Center, and she's the developer of the Survivors Fit Club for Breast Cancer Survivors at MUSC. Dr. Harper, give us some details about how exercise can help breast cancer patients manage some specific treatment-related symptoms.
Bobby, one of the most common medications used in the treatment of breast cancer is a class of drugs known as aromatase inhibitors. And these are estrogen-blocking medications that stop the female hormone estrogen from fueling breast cancer. While they reduce the risk of recurrence, they are associated with severe joint aches that can cause some women to abandon the treatment altogether. And what exacerbates this issue is that these medications are oftentimes prescribed for years. A recently published randomized trial has demonstrated that joint symptoms can be relieved with simple, home-based, patient-directed walking regimens. In as early as 6 weeks, patients in this randomized trial who were randomized to the walking arm reported decreased joint symptoms and stiffness, increased exercise tolerance, and improvement in their activities of daily living. So exercise is a means by which we can mitigate some of the treatment-related toxicities associated with aromatase inhibitors and increase the likelihood that patients would be compliant with these medications over the long term.
What's a good exercise routine for breast cancer survivors?
The current evidence from the American Academy of Sports Medicine suggests that aerobic exercise, 30 to 60 minutes, three times a week, can improve health-related quality of life, anxiety, and depression in patients who have undergone cancer treatment. The addition of light weight training, 2 to 3 times per week, can also improve sarcopenia, which is muscle loss that is oftentimes a sequela of cancer-related treatment.
Dr. Harper, tell us about exercise to help deal with the emotional impact of cancer and also cancer treatment.
The diagnosis of breast cancer for many patients is the first health crisis of their life. And so this is very commonly associated with both depression and anxiety. Exercise is a great addition to a health regimen to address these mental and emotional issues that surround this diagnosis.
What added benefits come from group exercise?
Group exercise, particularly with those who have had a similar shared experience of breast cancer treatment, affords a remarkable opportunity to bond, to develop better health habits, and to move forward in the recovery during the survivorship period.
Tell us about the Survivors Fit Club for breast cancer survivors that you helped start.
Well, this is a 10-week wellness program for women who have completed breast cancer treatment. The program provides group exercise instruction. It offers dietary education, yogic breathing instructions, and perhaps most importantly, a social support group, a group of people who have shared cancer treatment experience and with whom there can be the development of meaningful long-term friendships.
Dr. Harper, thanks for providing this information about the benefits of exercise for breast cancer patients and survivors.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.